Okay, I'm here with Jonathan Tedds of the University of Leicester. Welcome to the Jodcast, Jonathan.
Hello, nice to be here.
Now, you're working on something called AstroGrid. Tell us a bit about AstroGrid.
Right, AstroGrid is a way into the virtual observatory. The virtual observatory is a worldwide effort to enable an astronomer anywhere in the world using a single PC to access all of the data from all of the missions as long as they're published to the VO. There are now tens of thousands such resources available through the VO, so it's a very powerful tool for accessing multiple archives.
This is a bit of a change from how we used to do things, where we had to log in to individual resources to download data.
That's right. In the old days, you might go to an image server, for example, and pull down an individual image of the sky from one mission. But for every different mission, you'd have to go to a different web page, pull in your coordinates, get back a set of images or a catalogue of objects from those regions of sky. These days, what you can do from the VO is essentially search all of the missions simultaneously and get back either catalogue data or image data, spectra, and other such services. You can actually do much more complicated things as well. So once you've found the resources you're interested in, you can start to do complicated data mining. You can launch quite complex queries where you not just say, is the data for an object in this catalogue or that catalogue, but you can actually say, is the data within a specified range of a parameter? And that might be position on the sky, it might be flux, it might be magnitude in a given filter, it could be all kinds of things, and you can see how you can build up to much more complicated science samples.
So it's really going to be a very useful tool for doing research.
Yes, I think it's a bit like a step change really in how you access multi-mission data to the sort of equivalent of Web 2.0 access. You know, really it's being able to go in through one entry point and access all of the data from multiple missions, multiple wavelength ranges. And this enables you to do much better science. I mean, increasingly these days, very little science is done in one single wavelength range or energy band. Typically what you do is you need to correlate data from multiple missions and multiple energy ranges. And that's exactly what we make easier using this kind of virtual observatory interface.
Now, at NAMM this week, you've launched a new set of tools for AstroGrid, or an update to the existing tools for AstroGrid. Can you just tell us a bit about those?
Yeah, sure. This is our first public release of the VO desktop, as we call it. And this is essentially a Java download. So all you need, you can run this on any platform. It could be on Windows, Linux, or the Mac. And it's a Java tool. You just need a reasonably recent version of Java. And once you have this, you can sort of right-click the usual way you would do for most software that you'd install on a PC. This enables you to access a few tools. The main tool is called VO Explorer.
This is the thing that's a bit like iTunes.
That's right, yeah. So this allows you to discover, explore, and browse the tens of thousands of data resources now available through the virtual observatory. And it does it in a kind of intuitive way, a rather nice visual way. And it has kind of things like filter wheels, just like you'd see in something like iTunes. But in this case, it's allowing you to filter down on things like which wave band of data am I interested in, and various other factors like that. You can enter keywords such as clusters of galaxies, if that's your thing. Or
you could, stars. Could you search for specific objects, like, say, M31?
Yes, once you've selected the resources and data sets you're interested in, or indeed you could search just through everything, you can launch a tool called AstroScope. Right. And AstroScope allows you to enter a position on the sky in either degrees or sexagesimal, you know, which is traditional hours, minutes, seconds, and so on. And then you enter a search radius. And then having done that...
So everything within, say, a degree of where you...
Yeah, you'd want to search on typically a much smaller region than that, or else you'll be overwhelmed by the amount of data that there is out there. So you'll be an avalanche of data will arrive. Of course, the data doesn't all arrive on your desktop. You'll just see many, many resources are available.
So you don't max out your broadband connection.
That's right. Yeah. No, that's right. So, but to get manageable returns, the VO Explorer allows you to filter down, and then what you do is you run this AstroScope. It's just a single click from the source that you, the resources that you've chosen, and you then search in a given radius, and what you get back is there catalogue data there? Is there image data there? Is there spectra? Is there transient data we've now built in as well? And you can highlight the data of interest, and it will tell you what data or catalogs objects are available, and you can select those and then pipe those directly into either TopCat, which is a great tabular manipulation and visualization tool, or you could send images to Aladdin. And then what you can do is, once you've got your image, you can overlay the catalogs you've also found on top of that image, all through single clicks, because all these things are now interlinked. So, and it all happens under the hood. You don't have to set things up in a complicated way on your machine. It's all taken care of through these.
So these are all
tools.
Separate applications that are all talking to each other and sending the information between each other.
Exactly,
so you can
right.
display it in the way you want.
Yep. All you have to do is, as I say, launch the VO desktop, launch TopCat, launch Aladdin, and then all these tools will talk to each other. And there are actually some other tools available as well. There's something, a nice tool called Splat, which is just like TopCat. It actually comes from the Starlink era of software that was pioneered in the UK. But it's been adapted now to work with the VO, so it's, you know, taking the best tools from the Starlink era and adapting them to work with the data we have now. Splat allows you to do all sorts of complex manipulations between spectra, and importantly, in the era of the VO, it allows you to transform coordinates between all these different missions, so that you can plot the same on the same graph, you can plot spectra from many different missions.
Yep. How can people get hold of the AstroGrid software if they want to have a play with it?
Right, well, just go to www.astrogrid.org and you'll find everything you need to help you there. There's a full set of documentation and tutorials with screenshots and some nice science examples, typical things you might want to do. One thing I haven't mentioned is that you can go on to do much more complex data mining using the Python language. And in fact, soon you'll be able to do the same kind of thing using IDL and Perl. So this just enables you to do much more complex queries, for example, cross-matching multiple catalogs simultaneously. And this is the kind of thing that traditionally was much more difficult to do in the past. You used to have to go to each separate archive, download the data of catalog of interest, and then stitch all these things back together again with different missions. It was a long and tortuous process, and in fact was often very difficult to achieve in practice because of the different units used in different missions and so on. What we have in the Virtual Observatory now is a set of standards that allow you to do all these things simultaneously, and to be able to do it from the command line and script it up in one go will allow some exploration of brand new parameter space that people haven't yet probed.
Well, we look forward to all this exciting science that will come from the multi-wavelength approach that we can do now with the Virtual Observatory and AstroGrid. So thank you very much for talking to us.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks. Try it out.